Focus on Open Science. The purpose of these short interviews is to introduce the concept and values of the Open Science agenda to new communities. The interviews can be seen as an introduction to the disruptive change which Open Science brings. The interview partners will offer a glimpse on Open Science core elements from the perspective of libraries, open access, research data management, e-infrastructures and citizen science are deeply interconnected and form a building block that represents a future role for libraries. My name is Martin Gastana. I conducted the following interviews at the Open Science Workshop, which was carried out at the University of Vienna in late 2017.
My name is Ignacio Labastida. I work at the University of Barcelona. I'm the head of the research unit at the library of the university, and I have a PhD in physics.
In physics?
Physics,
oh, that's
yeah.
Interesting. Can the performance of open science be measured?
Well, that's one of our ideas. That I think it's important that if you want to do actions in open science, you have to find out some kind of indicators, some kind of measures. I don't think it's a general one. I think it's important that you make your goals, or you define your what you want to achieve. And then once you have defined that, you can measure how you can reach that and which are the different milestones that you have to achieve. I mean, for instance, in open science, one of the most mature areas is open access. So maybe you can, politically, you can say, like the Commission says, let's go for this 100% of open access in publications. So you can measure that. But also what you have to do is to take a picture on how we are now. And it's different, the position from one institution to another one. So maybe it's difficult for an institution that is only now in 5 or 10% to reach 100 in 3 years. So you can have your own measurement and your own path to reach the final goal.
Let's go back to open science again. How should the European legal framework be changed, or does it need to be changed to get the open science supported in a better way?
Yes, I think we have to change. First, I think we have to agree that in many of the things that we do in research and in education, for instance, have to be allowed at the same, the same things should be allowed in all the European countries. So nowadays we have these exceptions on copyright, but they are not the same in each country. There is not a real harmonization. In the directive in 2001, there was this idea of harmonization, but the idea, it was only a recommendation. So yeah. what as a researcher or as a teacher, what can I do in Austria is not the same that can I do in Spain or in Malta. So it's important in this copyright reform that we are working in now that should be some exception should be mandatory, that all over the places we will have the same exception. So a researcher could do the same if you are in Finland or if you are in Italy. And I think also what is important that the Commission is always saying that okay, let's engage citizens, let's promote citizen science. But on the other hand, they are restricting the ways that citizens could do research. An example should be text and data mining. So on the way that is now proposed, the exception for text and data mining, it says that only researchers in research institutions could do text and data mining. And that makes no sense, because if we want to engage citizens in doing research, they should be able to do text and data mining at home. So that's one of the things that I think we need this legal reform to allow open science to everyone, because open science is not just a question of researchers. I think it's a question of society in general.
Mm-hmm. So the society of Europe has to be changed towards open science society.
Well, I think what we are trying to do is that to allow citizens to know more what researchers are doing in the usual ivory towers. Yeah. We try to break those walls of the academia, to bring them in, but also to bring the researchers out of the institutions. So we need this society more open in general. Now we put this open science, but for me, it's openness in general, open, transparent. I think we will make a better society.
Yeah. Do we have a wish for open science? How could you articulate this? What's open science can be or should be in 10 years from now?
For me, open science should be science in general. I mean, my wish is that in 10 years, we will not talk about open science, we're talking science. Because what we are now tagging as open science will be the regular science. So for me, I expect that in 10 years, I hope in just 5 years, open will be the default. So I will have to justify why I'm closing, not what I'm opening.
I thank you very much.
Thank you.